Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gates. Let's love.
New season. Who dis?
Who dis?
¿Cómo
se dice train wreck in español?
Yikes.
Whoa.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. Classic episodes. We just finished the mother of all Happily Ever Afters, which there'll never be another one like it.
No. No.
We're on to season 4, which is where, y'all, this is when we get into cringe territory. We've hit it a little bit before with Daniel and Muhammad. Season 3 had some cringy moments. This is full on people who are never going to work. And I think the show amped it up.
Oh, Poodle, I don't want to say you're right, but you are.
Yeah. Y'all, this is where you look at, this is the epitome of cringe, where you look at a couple and you go, there's no fucking way.
This is one of those seasons where you look over your shoulder because you're scared someone's going to be watching you and you'll be ashamed that you just saw
that. That is true.
Like getting caught masturbating or something like that.
Like when my mother would say, what are you watching, Jay Bird? Yeah. What is this?
Nothing, Mama.
What is this? What are you watching this foolishness for?
Nothing,
and then
Mama.
And I said, yeah, so he wants to marry her in like about in 90 days. Who would even watch this? Who would waste their time in something like that? Wait, who is he?
Mom, it's just a movie with this actor called Billy Zane. I think he's real talented.
Jay Bird, go to bed. You don't need to see anything about a ship sinking. You already know what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
My mother would tell me not to watch it. Then she'd sit there and watch it. What? Like when she said Golden Girls, she's like, this is risque. And she'd come in and watch you. She'd start laughing. She's like, I don't want you watching this.
Because it's good. We're in McClanahan, my hometown. Now, look, some of y'all, this is normally on our Reality Gaze Extra on the Supercast.
Some of y'all are getting this the first time.
This is our new thing that we started to do, that the first time we start a new season, we're dropping that episode for free.
So you can remember,
the
time when you fell in love.
When you barfed in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what you can remember. So, y'all, real quick, we'll do a hit, but we just want to remind you, this season is Nicole and Azon. I'm going to fuck that up the whole time.
You are. I know.
Chantel and Pedro. George and Fisa, not Antifa, like I once
said.
As
you called her. And then Narkia and Lowo, who we haven't seen before.
Yes.
And then there's also Matt and Ala, and there's one more. Who are we missing?
Oh.
There's one more. Because there's 6 couples.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, we just haven't seen the 6th couple yet. Before we do that, I want to say, you guys who are listening on our Patreon, the vote for our Bi-Curious episode is up on Patreon. So it is two-way, like, grudge match, y'all. It goes, every time I look at it, it's like a new winner is there. It's a two-way race, though. It is between So Freakin' Cheap on TLC and My Unorthodox Life on Netflix. These two are duking it out. If you are a Patreon member at any level, you need to go and vote. vote for what episode we cover probably next week.
You remember, because the Bi Curious Now is at the $5 tier, y'all. We moved it down.
You're gonna have to catch up on my unorthodox life regardless, because it is amazing. And also so freaking cheap. I've been watching every single episode.
Well,
so,
I'm glad that you've had the time to do that. I don't know when. How did you do this?
I made time.
Do you have a time turner?
No, because I'm falling asleep watching these things for our show while you're cleaning up your dad's poop.
Thank you.
Yeah. Although sometimes you'll be watching stuff that's just not what we watch, but that's fine. I'm just really dedicated to our show.
I watch stuff when I go to bed.
You'll watch things like superhero shows.
No. The Flash finale just happened. I haven't seen one episode of any comic book show. I haven't seen a comic book show in a year.
You know what? I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for...
I'm telling you.
I swear to God, if you told me you watched something, though...
I'm telling you.
Because I've just been sitting on my mother was sitting, been sitting on the couch eating bonbons. You think that's what I've been doing?
Only thing I've been watching is I've been watching at night and I fall asleep to it is Drag Race All Stars.
Not what we do.
And that's it.
I guess you need that to not cry yourself to sleep.
Yeah, I need drag queens to make me happy. So
and your father said, "Man, go get me some more Sonic."
I'm like, "Okay, hold on, Daddy. They're gonna lip sync for the right now, man." Okay, I'll see you later, Shangela. No, I'm kidding. He's not like that. Anyway, he got dismissed from OT today. OT, occupational therapy, said he's cleared.
That's your home health minute for today.
Yeah, and he had a. And
I don't know.
No, they said they wanted to like do his urine. MD Anderson, he's got to pee in a bucket for like 24 hours. And in front of the occupational therapist said, "Oh yeah, Dad, we got to use this. You got to pee in." And it has a big hole at the top. And he said, "Well, it won't fit, son."
Oh my God.
The nurse just laughed.
What I was saying before I was interrupted by a home health minute.
Okay.
Go ahead and vote for either one of those shows.
Yes.
I did say in the comments that because this has been so close, whichever show is the runner up, I will recap 10 to 15 minutes on the show because I've been watching them both. And I care very passionately about
these shows. I'm glad you made that decision without speaking to me.
You were going to do it regardless. I tried to, but you were cleaning up your dad's poop.
Wow. You're like Dawn and Cher. I tried to call you, Jerry,
exactly.
But you were working as a doctor saving lives.
No, I made an executive decision because,
yeah. Y'all, we'll see if he lets me do that ever.
No, but this is because you were out to lunch, and so I was doing it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm kind of those people who do things when I see them to just get things done.
Oh, boy. Y'all, welcome to the bullshit hour of reality.
Let's talk about the show.
Let's talk about the show.
Oh,
so season 4, episode 1, it's called For Your Eyes Only. Y'all.
For your eyes only.
This is probably the most asked season that y'all have asked it to do of 90 Day Fiancé.
Definitely.
I agree. We hope you enjoy this. We will remind you that if you want to watch us watching the show for the first time, Poodle and I have never seen it, you can do that. That's at the $15 tier, only on Patreon, not on Supercast because they don't do video, but that's at the $15 tier, our watch along. So, and with that, you'll get the watch alongs and then the intimate portrait where we film ourselves recapping current 90 Day Fiancé. So,
because y'all like to see us just freaking out,
and believe me,
this shit.
We did freak out.
Something.
We did. Anyway,
let's jump in. About one of our classic couples.
Classic.
Classless.
Classless.
Nicole and Azin.
Azin.
Azin. As in
stick
hot
it in me?
Guy from Morocco who is built like a brick shithouse.
As in rim me till Tuesday?
As in stick it in me, bada bing. God, Woo! He is beautiful.
Oh.
I have a feeling he's not going to treat her well.
I don't think he's a good person.
No.
And
I
usually
think she, however, is a very, very stupid person. Yo, this is Sean level This is Sean from Lalu level dumb.
I don't know if she's dumb or young or both.
She is dumb. Oh my God, she's dumb.
Sorry, Nicole,
but she's both things. Y'all, Nicole lives in Bradenton, Florida.
Bradenton, Florida. That sounds
I don't
like,
know where that is.
That sounds like one of the names of my cousin, my horrible cousin who had your kids.
Braylon.
Brayley. Or like the Extreme Sisters from Oklahoma City. Hey, Brayton. Hey. Your way.
I'm seeing where it is. It is near.
It's by Ocala, I'm sure.
Sarasota looks like the closest place to it. It's right near Gulfport, Mississippi, is across the way. So it's northern Florida, y'all. Looks like, yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? It's across the way from Tampa.
Oh,
so,
Tampa.
Yeah, not northern Florida. I'm sorry, it's not northern Florida. So it's kind of like south near Sarasota, St. Petersburg, that area. It ain't Orlando. It ain't Miami.
No.
So anyway,
Nicole, bless
her
heart.
Her story is, my story is just too sad to be told.
This is close because y'all, I mean, look, Poodle and I've said before, if we could get pregnant, we would have many children at this point for the stupid decisions that we made.
I'd have a lot of butt babies.
But
she got pregnant and I believe when she graduated high school, I believe,
mm-hmm.
right? She went
she
to
met a guy online.
Moved to Texas, got pregnant. He decided he wasn't ready to be a father. Same story, different day. And she moved back with her daughter, May.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine someone being with someone even. Like maybe like you
but
have
he's
a one
20.
Night.
He's
know,
20.
But you have a bang trip and you say, yeah, we had a bang trip. I met you one night like in London. But like you're actually somebody moved there to be with you. And you're like, yeah, I don't want to have a daughter. I'm like with you.
That's the arrogance of 20-year-old straight men. I find it reprehensible, but I believe it.
That's what my dad told me. He's when I got old to have sexual relations, he said, Matthew, don't you stick it in if you ain't gonna be parenting.
And you went, got it, Dad.
Got it. I was like, loud and queer. I mean clear. Ain't gonna happen.
So she was back in Bradenton living with her parents, and she met Azen. He was the one who reached out. Hot personal trainer body, she says, from Morocco. And she's like, I saw M.O.
Oh, she thought it's from Missouri.
And I thought it was Missouri.
Show
and
me
she's
state.
Like, I don't know where Morocco is. Obviously, no one showed up, and she was probably in the lunchroom making those snakes with the
with the
straw wrappers.
Oh, the straw wrappers. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. She was doing that. She didn't go to geography. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably talking about which One Direction member she liked best.
Here's what got me, y'all. This was in 2016, so it's not too long ago. But she said, after 3 weeks of talking online, we decided to get married.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Any other, you would even think she's like, what, 23, I think, I want to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 23 years old. You guys, even at 23, you would see a guy who looked like Azen from a different country and go, sure, let's get engaged. Great. What could go wrong?
This person is stunted at like 14 years old.
Emotionally, yeah. I don't know what happened, but something happened on the way to heaven.
I literally wrote just, y'all. Yeah.
So she said, I want to marry you. And she's going to go over there for 5 weeks away from her daughter.
She has to meet him first. That's where I was like.
But 5 weeks.
I'm like. I'm really trying not to judge because people parent the best, but I have to say.
I don't care. I'm judging away.
It made me look. Do you think this is, y'all might come for me for this, but I'm like, are her parents actually raising the kid? And
I don't
she's
know.
Really not.
No, it's her sister. Her sister is taking the child when she's
I know,
gone.
But it's like somebody else kind of, while she's, I can't imagine someone who's an active parent in their child's life.
You know, that's
that
a good
young,
point.
Leave for 5 weeks.
She does not seem to be, let's say, put together enough to take care of everything. I bet it is very, takes a village. It takes the village of Bradenton to raise little mm-hmm. May.
Cute little girl.
It's a cute little girl. So she is chatting with him. We see him that, and he is hot, y'all.
I mean,
he is hot by any standard.
He's a gorgeous, gorgeous man.
And she asks him in her kind of like dumb, winky eyes. She kind of reminds me of Pikachu because her eyes aren't very, they don't open very big. She's like,
yeah. There's something very, sorry, y'all. I'm coughing a little. I'm in Oklahoma right now, and everything is fucking blooming here. Even the dog sneezes like 20 times a day. I actually thought Poodle would be so annoyed by the dog sneezing.
I would be annoyed by the dog sneezing.
Because it's loud, and you're in the middle of them, and it just scares you.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Her
you
face
went off
looks on- very, it does kind of like, she reminds me of the people, but like the human people. Cartoons from Animaniacs.
I could see that.
Just kind of like this.
I'm just going to call her Pikachu.
I mean, it's just, that's what I get from her. And so
she's even got the little red cheeks like mm-hmm, Pikachu does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she is, she asks, are you excited? And he says, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Monotone.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite is when she's like, do you want to say hi to my daughter? You want to say hi? Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Bring the child into
bring
into
on
view.
Bring on Elise. May? I mean, yes, May.
Whatever her name is. So, yeah, she's going to be there for 5 weeks. She's going to be away from, and I wrote down, she's going to be away from her three-year-old for that long. And you know what? Maybe this is something that happens. People who immigrate here, they're away from their young children. But it does seem like,
maybe it's just privilege, yeah, we're thinking. I get that, but
damn.
Because so, she wants to get to know him. I mean, even 3 weeks, I'd be like, okay, that's a long trip, but five weeks.
Yeah. You think my mother would have wanted to be away from me for that long?
Oh, no. And you were a terrible child.
I was wonderful.
I was
quite loquacious. I asked a lot of questions.
Your mother once told me, I think my face would look younger if Jake just didn't worry me so much. She said that when you were in the hospital. She said that when you were in the hospital.
Oh, y'all, Mother Poodle just blamed me for her wrinkles.
Oh, yes.
Well, to this day, whenever I, on my birthday, my mother's like, oh, I can't believe I'm old enough to have a child your age. Ugh. I remember the day you were born, and then you were born the next day. Took me that long. So much pain. You'll never have any idea of the pain I went through. It was all natural, too.
Oh, she didn't do any meds?
No.
What about your brother?
I think she had to have a C-section because she was bleeding so much with my brother. And it was pretty quick, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
No, my brother took like 3 hours and I was like, I want to say I was like 36 hours or something like that. Something awful. I was like, I want to stay in here.
You're like,
I don't want to go near a vagina, mama.
I know. I want to go watch this television is nice. Sounds like the sea.
Uh-huh.
So it is her last dinner with family before she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I love having my family the way they are because I have a mom and a dad and two step parents who really been great with raising me. Also my brother and my sister, and my sister's going to look over my child. Y'all, none of these people like her.
No.
None of them.
No, they don't.
They know she's a part of their family, but they just tolerate her.
They barely tolerate her. I mean,
screamed at the questions they said.
Honestly, her mother more than anyone. I think her name was Rob Lee.
I don't know. I didn't. I was writing furiously at all of the shade that was tossed
spelled
her
like
way.
R-O-B-B-L-E-E. It
Rob
was like,
Lee. Yeah, sure.
So yes,
they have a they're doing a Father Ouija's prayer that the brother does. Who I missed his name too. Cletus. Robin. He just says, Father Ouija's.
I'm sorry. Her name's Robalee. Her name really is Robalee. R-O-B-B-A-L-E-E. Robalee.
Robalee. Robalee, 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 Robalee. Robalee, Robalee. I hate my daughter.
Rob, I don't know what that name means. But anyway, go ahead, Poodle.
So their son is doing a Father Ouija's prayer. Father Ouija's, we're so glad to be here together. Bless this food with the nourishment of our bodies. And hopefully Nicole will be safe. And hopefully she will not be kidnapped and cut up in a million pieces by sabers.
Y'all, that was literally the prayer. Literally.
It was a Father Ouija's passive aggressive prayer. My favorite kind.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that these people watch Road to Morocco, and that's what they base their experience of what Nicole is going to go on.
We did have a little broke down palace moment, too, when the mom's like, you know, they cane people. Or I think the stepmother is just as bad.
The stepmother was vicious.
Did you notice?
Yeah, what were some of the questions that really hit home for you with Nicole?
Did you notice? Like, you know, this is, you know, he's a different religion than you. He's also from a different place. And the brother's like, yeah, this is like a whole different culture. This is like a whole different person. They don't even believe him.
He's Muslim, right?
He's Muslim. And they say this because I don't know if you noticed, but when the I believe it was mom and stepdad were being interviewed in front of their library, I chose several of the titles to read to everyone.
Oh, are these real titles?
Yes. God will make a way. The power of positive prayer.
Oh.
Dutch, the story of Ronald Reagan. Marley and me.
No, they didn't. No.
Swear. This is all 100% truth. If God won't show up, what do I do? Are you there, Jesus? It's me, Nicole.
Nuh-uh. That one's right.
I'm please don't argue with me of the truth of the situation.
Because I believe it.
Then there's just one.
Why is it called Dutch? I don't get that.
Then there's one that just says, hey, God, are you listening?
Hey, God.
Dutch was what they used to call Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
I don't know why. But y'all, I'm not gonna say what these people are, but we all know.
No,
this is Florida.
They're definitely not open. They're hearing Muslim and they're thinking people that bombed the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what
they're
worse than that. But yeah, this is
and they're probably people that
xenophobic, terrible Americans.
They can't imagine. They're thinking, what are we going to do when this person comes to live here and they're not Christian? Like, what's that going to be like?
The stepmother launches into, you know, I was reading an article. There's a lot of human trafficking. Hate to see you get trafficked. And I'm thinking, I don't think you would have a problem with it. And you know what? There's a lot of pickpocketing, too. Keep your valuables there. I honestly don't think they like her at all.
I think they probably used to because... Yeah. She seems nice. She's pretty, but she's just so dumb. They're just tired. Because, look, Nicole, I guarantee you, I would put money on this. This is 2016, y'all. I bet she never Googled anything about Morocco. I bet she never said, like, tips for going to Morocco.
She's just going to show up and he's going to take her around and she'll be fine.
Like, because she even says, I'll be fine. He'll take care of me. She's
wow.
Y'all,
how do
this
you
is
raise someone in 2017
this
so
is
unaware?
Someone who believes her life is a Disney storybook.
Yep. Amen.
And she believes she found her Prince Charming. And it's even worse. Even
he's
when
her Aladdin, even worse.
Even when her own mother says, she's a beautiful girl.
Oh, my
and
favorite.
She says it is a handsome man.
No, she said, she's a beautiful girl, there are prettier girls out there.
Azin's, yeah, she said, Azin's.
She's like, but Azin's like,
a very handsome man. It's difficult to understand why my girl.
Why my girl? I mean, if he were to email me, I would be over there in a second because he could just like go down on me for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, hours. Yeah. The mom read her for filth. My other favorite shade, second favorite, comes to the brother and sister. And the brother says, well, worst case scenario, she comes back in a body bag. And the sister goes, au contraire, mon frère. The worst case, that's the second worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is she doesn't come back at all.
At all.
And we never find her body. Y'all, this girl lives with vicious, vicious people. She must be the butt of every single joke. Also, I didn't know if you noticed, and I've never seen this happen at a barbecue. Maybe the crew did this. There were already, when she arrived, there were already hamburgers put into buns. That doesn't happen at barbecues. You put your burger into your bun.
Maybe
when
people
you get
wanted
it.
To make it for them. Maybe no, that's just being nice.
Maybe she's incapable of making a sandwich.
Who knows?
I don't like it when people make my burgers. I will never eat a burger that was made at a barbecue. Strangely, though, when I'm served a burger in a restaurant or a fast food joint, I eat it with gusto.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. Anyway. So there's tons of Christian books on the shelf, y'all, anyway, they're very against her going. This was hard
and
to watch.
Robba Lee even said, and I agree, she's like, it's, I don't know what she's thinking. She's lost common sense. And I agree.
She never had it. That's what I would suggest.
I agree, though.
Y'all, this is going to be really messy. She's going to be there for 5 weeks. We've already seen footage of her on a camel, and the camel does not want her on it.
You can guarantee we're going to have an interview with that camel. I can guarantee you right now.
With Ricky, the camel.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is probably the most popular season of 90 Day because we don't know a lot, but we do know there was just some news recently. So if you're someone who's not patient and you want to Google and know what's happening with Nicole and Azin, you can. We're not. We really
supposedly she just let him go or something like that.
We really try not, but y'all get ready. They're an ongoing saga. It's not done in a year.
Jesus,
get ready. And also, now look, this next couple, we all know the family Chantal. So we
Chantel. You keep saying Chantal. Chantel,
I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, but I want to say her name carefully. Right. And so that she doesn't go correct us every time.
She will, because she comes for people now.
Yeah.
So
Chantel and Pedro, y'all.
The men are coming on this season.
One of the hottest 90 Day guys, definitely. Azin is pretty hot. But Pedro... Pedro's penis, y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, it is something, it is a gift from the penis gods.
I talk to the trees, but they, sorry, I can't.
It is a beautiful penis.
Because it's a redwood, y'all, get it?
It's not the biggest, but damn, it knows exactly what to do. It's like a divining rod going towards all beautiful vagina.
Also, while he's stroking you, he's one of those guys that you, the round bubbleness on his butt, you just want to kind of grab onto it like a carousel horse pole.
Yes.
You know,
bang, 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 bang.
Fuck me. So, yes. Anyway, y'all, Chantel is a cheerleading coach in Atlanta.
The ATL.
She is in Hotlanta. She is a cheerleading coach. Her mom's
a cheerleading coach.
And she lives at home with her whole family, River, and her sister, Winter, and her father. I forget her mom's name is Karen. What is her dad's name? I forget.
We just saw River, by the way. I have to say, we just did a little... We just guessed
Thing
it
with
on
Linda 90- from 90 Day the Melanated Way. We did a little celebration. She's
it's a year anniversary
friends with River.
For her. Y'all be sure to follow her on Instagram, and she also does video news. But she had Devin.
Yeah.
She had River. So
and,
it was
and
Armando.
People who she'd been friends with. And I just got a wild hair, and he was like talking about his boy problem, or not boy problems, girl problems.
Girl problems.
And he was River saying, I'm dating people. And it's like, I only want to date one people at a time. And I'm like, you should do a dating show where you take three prospective women and your mother decides who you date. And at the end, she puts her cowboy hat on the one you date. He just kind of stared and then laughed about it and said, no, man, not going to happen.
Anyway, yeah, so
he's got an album out.
Y'all, this is why we don't get to interview people because of
Poodle. We're not good because I basically insult
them. Yeah, so anyway, we
Linda
had a great
gets
time.
All those interviews.
Linda
we get
does
none
all.
Of them.
I here's to Linda. Happy year anniversary, Melanated Way.
I did we've never gotten Devin on our show. I'm sure she knows who we are. I almost
read her for
I fun. Almost asked her. I said, Devin. Which Twilight character is your favorite, and why is it Edward? I came this close to doing that, by the way. You would have died.
I would have died. We can't have nice things with Poodle. This is why Mother Poodle has wrinkles.
I'm going to come for anytime.
Y'all,
anytime
I get
we
Botox
see people,
because of this bitch.
I'm going to come for them. So just know this, y'all. We're not going to play nice with anyone who wants to be interviewed on our show.
No,
I don't think have we ever interviewed any 90 Day person.
No, I would some of them, but it wouldn't be. I would kind of read them like, "What the fuck were you thinking, girl?"
I wouldn't read Darcy because. It would just be
she's our queen. She's our queen.
I think I'm trying to think who I would have on my show. Paul was on the show, I would just do him impersonate him back to himself.
I don't want to interview Paul.
No, he's just creepy.
I'm afraid he would like show me his nuts.
Have you seen his penis?
I haven't, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I heard that it was bigger than you expected, and it really bothered you.
It's much bigger than you expected, and it's actually pretty. It's very upsetting. It's quite upsetting.
A pretty penis made a pretty baby. They have cute kids.
Oh. So anyway, Chantel.
Wait, are you saying if Paul was lying in a bed of McDonald's French fries, would you blow him?
This is worse than Sophie's Choice. Could he not speak and not talk about poop water? Or could I take off his glasses and give him lip balm? No. I'm going to say no now.
Okay.
So mom is a cheerleading coach.
Yes.
Her mom is also a cheerleading coach, Karen.
Yeah.
And her father coaches basketball, and she's at a college
studying nursing. Our nurse warriors.
And she wanted to learn Spanish. And a friend, I don't know who told her about Pedro, who lives in Dominican Republic. She was trading Spanish with him.
Her friend said, meet this guy online. And she was like, he was really cute. And so she went to the DR to see him.
And then they fell in love.
Well, and then they fucked.
And then they fucked.
And then they fell in love.
On the third trip, he proposed.
Again, y'all, I feel like I think it's pretty impressive because y'all, we have Dominican Republic.
It's a nice penis. It's
Dominican
up there
Republic
the
D is high on the dick. As our friend Sean Pulaski, the comedian, says, she says that Dominican Republic, Brazil,
ooh. All the Dick Riviera.
No, that's not the Dick Riviera.
No, I'm just saying all the Dick Riviera.
And the Dick Riviera.
In addition to. Yeah.
Yes.
So she says that Pedro has the perfect body and it's the perfect thing for her. And she said in the past.
You can tell she's a princess, y'all, by this next statement. You can tell she's a princess. Go ahead.
I'm already a little tired of her. And it's been one episode.
She's a princess.
She's like, American men just didn't know how to treat me like the princess I was.
Y'all, if somebody says they have to go date someone somewhere else because nobody in that community can date them.
like Matt and Ala. Matt said, yeah, I got too much baggage for all the women around here, so might as well go to Eastern Europe.
That means you
red flag,
and they might want to process that.
So she basically says that they're going to do the K-1, and parents know that they're living together, which is interesting. But they don't know they're engaged because they think he's on a student visa and not a
K-1 visa. So student visa, he can be. They're thinking, oh, he'll come here and go to school, and when he's done with school,
he'll leave.
He'll go back
because that's what the parents are thinking. And they, again, you guys, these. I'm going to say this right now. This family knows that they're out for a reality show. It is obvious. So I want to talk about this. They meet Karen, and already she's talking to Chantal, and she's kind of looking at her, and she's like, well, you know, sometimes these men from these places
aren't. Wait, you said Chantal. I thought it's Chantel.
Chantel. You can correct me. Thank you.
No, I just want to make sure. Now
Chantel,
I'm confused.
Chantel. Okay, okay, Chantel. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
You please correct me if I get it wrong.
Okay.
So I said, Karen is, it's almost like she's, her eyes kind of don't focus on Chantel, mm-hmm. almost like she's looking at cue cards from off stage.
Miss Producer, will you push that up, please? Thank you.
And she's like, well, what does, if I was to do Chantel's mom, Karen, she's like, well, what does Pedro want to do for a living, move to the left, cue card man?
do for a living, lunch in 30 minutes. What?
Crafty has outdone himself today. What? Sorry. Was I reading that wrong?
Sorry. And so
her eyes don't focus because she's, I feel like she's like, there's something going on there.
She is. And mom even's like, well, you know, well, I'm glad that he's going to be here and go to school, but then, you know, he's going to go home, and I don't want you going to the Dominican Republic. And y'all, Chantel is a horrible, horrible liar. Horrible liar.
I will say, did you not feel like we were watching the worst Lifetime movie explanation of their lives?
Uh-huh, a little bit.
Because neither of them could provide a really convincing real life step. Like a slice of life thing like 90 Day does. Even Nicole, as dumb as she is, had us convinced that she actually wanted, this felt fake. Real. This is the first, yo, this is the first 90 Days that felt like it had been recreated a little bit.
Maybe.
To me. So then she's like, Karen's like, I just don't want to come find him playing video games. We don't even know he plays video games yet. Turns out he does that for a living now.
Yeah, he does that for a living now.
I don't want him to play video games and sitting on the couch twiddling his toes. Is that the word? Oh, twiddling his thumb. Sorry, I got that wrong.
Twiddling
the cue cards are far away.
Twiddling his move card,
cross.
Please. Move card.
Thank I think my you. Eyes crossed. That PA, that we need to fire this person, please. Maybe I need to hold up my cowboy hat. Harder to see.
So, again, Chantel's just kind of like not looking at her mom. All the things
she
that
is,
you learn
she's,
in,
you're right. She's
in
just
body
like,
language, you learn this is when someone's lying. Mm-hmm. That's what she's doing.
Mm. So the next thing, you guys, she's getting their apartment ready. So he's putting she's putting heart-shaped rose petals, all of it. And she's like, I like to go the extra mile with Pedro. So she's getting in this like corset in this kind of like Liza
corset.
Minnelli,
very
like Bob
cabaret.
Fosse jacket with little hot pants. And then
tell me
to top it off.
Tell me you weren't a little jealous of the outfit.
Oh, I was definitely.
Definitely.
The corset was a little much to go out in daytime. That was the thing. If it was a nighttime outfit, yes.
Well, I think she put like a coat over, and I think it's all the her take on like a trench coat with nothing underneath.
I guess. Then the bitch puts on flats.
Now look, we talked about this in the watch along. I'm all for it. You've got a back problem. No. You got feet problem. Let us know. You're 22 years old.
25.
Ain't nothing. 25.
The cameraman zeroed in on her flats. Even that teamster knew she needed to be in at least black 3-inch heels.
Look, I love a flat. Love, 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 love a flat. This is a cute little sparkly flat. But bitch, you wearing a fuck me outfit, do you wear fuck me shoes?
If
you
want to
be comfortable, maybe wear, I would have been fine. I wouldn't have loved it. I would have been fine with a wedge or a kitten heel.
I was taken aback by these flats.
A boot. Like be maybe your alternative. And you wear like, but just little.
It felt like it was cobbled together.
Anger.
It's almost like someone suggested, like her mother who was storyboarding the whole thing, that she wear this, and then at the last minute, she forgot her shoes, so she wore flats.
Kind of, like, yeah.
It doesn't, y'all, none of this computed. Like, this whole storyline did not compute for me.
You can get black flats anywhere. You can't. Well, at the time, Payless was still open. And I know, you could get a $20 pair of heels.
You could.
Rest in peace, Payless.
And don't all women have a black pair of heels or a nude pair of heels?
You should.
I know. I think I even have two.
I know. Yeah. I mean, now my mom, she doesn't wear heels anymore.
Right. But Chantel's 25.
She's 7. But yeah, when you're 20, like, y'all.
To me, it's not that we're saying she's
wearing
heels all the time.
And don't come at us if you're a podiatrist and say that heels don't help. No.
No, we're just saying heels belong with that outfit.
Yes.
I think that's all. That's like saying,
I'm going to serve romantic strawberries to my love with cherry sauce. What the fuck?
Or with peanut butter. I'm going to dip peanut butter.
I almost said peanut butter, but I would still kind of eat that.
I'm going to.
Because I love peanut butter.
Or marshmallow fluff.
That makes more sense. They don't like chocolate, so you do marshmallow fluff.
Yeah.
But it's literally like, it's just like, let's you lose.
Or
orange,
no, skim milk. Skim milk.
Skim milk and just strawberries.
Yeah.
Put those strawberries with chocolate. Put them with chocolate.
It was weird. Or
white
like
chocolate. Black chocolate.
Chocolate milk. You serve strawberries and you dip the chocolate and then someone's like, "What isn't this supposed to be chocolate sauce?"
My father'd probably eat that. He loves chocolate milk.
So basically the long and the short of it, she's dressed up, y'all. He doesn't show because he misses his flight.
He misses his flight. She's like, "Why did you miss your flight?" He says, "Why the questions? Why the questions?"
Now, so that means already that sets up the fact that he's already kind of a screw-up, at least.
He
missed his flight because he was late.
And she's crying. Like, she said, tonight was supposed to be my happiest, and now it's my loneliest.
Yeah, I'm telling you, y'all, this is, it's like they studied the plot of a telenovela and tried to do it.
I mean, it's kind of, their family always kind of puts it on. So
you think?
So it's hard to tell if this is staged or if that's just them.
I don't know. Mom looking at cue cards from behind Chantel got me. She's like, what does that say? Yes.
Now, Chantel does say something at the end, and I thought, this is an insightful, because she's a smart woman. This is an insightful thing that not a lot of people say on 90 Day. Where I thought this is a good quote, where she said, I hope I just haven't filled in the blanks because I wanted to fill them in instead of seeing what's there.
A lot of 90 Dayers do that.
And I was like, that is well said. That's what 70% of this fucking cast does.
Can you imagine if someone had said that to Anna of Anna and Marcel? Or I'm trying to think of someone who was just so different. Or if Rose, I had heard that about Ed.
Oh,
but yes. She was in such a desperate situation.
Oh.
I think that's all I have about those two. Y'all, this is going to be a ride this season.
It's going to be a ride. We're going to take a commercial break for the people on our free feed. So we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. But Poodle, what's next?
George and Antifa, otherwise known as Anfisa, but someone said Antifa
I did
earlier.
Say it wrong. All right. We'll be back.
And now we get to one of the couples that most of you guys have come at us about and said, I can't wait till you get to Anfisa, otherwise known as AKA Antifa and George.
I said it one time. I said it one time. I did say George
Y'all,
and Antifa.
I have one thing to say. Antifa, if you're out there listening, do you have a correspondence course I can take that teaches me how to do what you do?
Well, someone took...
Because I am thoroughly, thoroughly impressed.
There is one, Poodle. It's called Olga Poodleskaya's...
It's called...
It is called
Olga Poodleskaya course for how to land rich Chinese businessmen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, or Russian oligarch. Either one. You know what? But I think Olga Poodleskaya has a lot to say. I think we might hear from her because I think Anfisa was one of her grads.
I think so.
It will be.
Watch if she's around. If Poodle gets a raven, we don't know if she knows. Poodle purposely did not leave her his new address.
That's right. There have been no birds hitting my window that tell me she's near. And I haven't smelled cigarettes on the corner.
But Olga Poodleskaya is kind of like a cockroach.
She'll make it.
A cockroach with
herpes. She's probably had COVID four times.
Yeah.
She's fine. Triple COVID.
So, y'all.
Her last orgy was a super spreader event.
How do we start this? Here's the deal.
This is definitely the biggest gaffe of this season. See, y'all, George, who we thought was Jorge, apparently, strangely enough, his sister is Lourdes, he says. Mm-hmm. But maybe for some reason he's trying to anglicize his name.
Maybe, but he goes by George.
He goes by George. And so with a J.
Y'all, and so he runs a CBD business and he does pretty well.
It is not CBD. I love how you think it's CBD. It is full on weed, baby.
Well, I guess it was
medical
legal.
Marijuana.
I guess it was. Yeah. It's legal in California.
Not yet.
Yeah, medically in 2016.
Medical, but now it's going to be completely. This is before it's completely across the board legal.
This was a medical license, and he said he designed a bag that keeps UV rays out of weed, and he's expecting when it does become legal, he does well now, but he expects that he'll be like multimillionaire.
Yeah. But it is not CBD. This is full-on medical marijuana.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know a lot about doobie, y'all, so don't look at me.
But no, you just immediately thought it was CBD.
I'm just so used to talking about your CBD.
He actually went to jail with like bricks of marijuana in his car trying to cross state lines.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, but that's what happened. If people are listening now and you don't know this story, too late. I can't say a spoiler alert from 2017.
2016, actually. And this story was so, like, actually, I know what happens with him. I don't know anything about what happens to her.
I don't either. I think she's still in the U.S. I think she's an influencer. He said, he's 26, George is. He's an entrepreneur, a weed entrepreneur for medical marijuana.
The smartest guy ever.
Well, he's just a schlub.
Oh my God, he is a Mr. Cellophane.
Yeah, but even that, Mr. Cellophane was more clever. And I
just
like,
in that song.
Weirdly, though, he seems to have a mind for science, but. What I would ask George is, what are your goals? What do you want? Do you just want hot women to have sex with and whatever your money will get you, you're fine with that?
Yes.
See, that's where I think his problems lie. So
this
anyway,
all comes in his self-perception of himself. And I think it has to deal because, y'all, he's a big guy. He is what we would be called fat. And I think he's a big guy with a cute face who probably has been told a lot, oh, you're cute, but he, doesn't get the girl that he wants, the girl that he idolizes. And again, he says, I don't know about a lot of American women. They're feminist. And I went, huh?
Not what we want to say.
I like a man to be in charge. And I went, oh, God.
Did you catch, though, he has a six-figure income? Did you catch him say that?
No, yeah. He said that he does well now.
This is before weed, and he says that's when you're right. A lot of American women are feminists. And I don't even think he knows what the word feminist mean.
No.
Because he was like, I want them to depend on men. They should depend on me.
But also, this is an insecurity thing because he's thirsty because he says he saw Anfisa on...
Who was 20 from Moscow.
And on Instagram or whatever.
No,
social media.
Facebook.
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 He messaged her 10 times.
Yo,
and then on the 11th time, she replied. On the 11th time, she finally went, oh, this guy's a sucker.
Exactly.
This guy's my next mark.
This is one of those, like, Russian catfished women who say, hi, hi, hi. And you say, hey, back on the 11th time. And that's what basically happened with the reverse.
It's kind of like Amy from Smothered. Well, this is the 11th time. Maybe this is it. But it's, and y'all, you look at Anfisa's pictures. This isn't like, it's not like Yennefer from Columbia of like Jennifer and Tim, like where she's a beautiful woman and she has modeling pictures, but like the pictures they would show would be like her sitting like somewhere smiling. These are like Anfisa up against windows, wearing hardly anything and making this face like I am the goddess of the universe.
Yeah, these are stock Russian mail order bride like, pics to send.
It could not be clearer.
Yeah.
But this is such a reminder of we see what we want to see.
Yeah. Oh God, this is so terrible.
It's a lot to take in.
And I want to shake him and just not see. And so anyway, so she was going to Spain to study. In quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And he met her there. And guess what? They traveled the world. They went to blah, blah, blah. They went to Canary Isles. Strangely, the plans to study in Spain
went away. Oh. School closed.
I wrote down.
It said they were accredited, and it was just the green door that said keep out.
School.
Yeah, just said keep out.
And y'all, did you notice in every picture she had her selfie stick and she knew every one of her angles? She was staring right into that phone and he was somewhere in the background.
Or she was taking a picture that basically showed her poo nanny to him.
True.
I'm serious.
And bitch knows her angles.
Knows
so
what to do.
The next time is, so he proposed, she said yes. And he's like, it's all perfect except...
Few arguments here and there. You know, just
mostly over bags.
Before he gets to the bag, he's going to Russia in 3 days to go get her. He said,
and
but
guess
then
what?
He said,
she's being a brat. She wants a Chanel
purse.
$10,000
Chanel. $10,000 Chanel purse.
You missed this. She needs a Chanel purse and $10,000.
Oh, I thought purse was $10,000.
No, no, no. She needs a Chanel purse.
Wow.
And $10,000.
Wow. So she wants the $10,000 in the Chanel purse, I guess.
Or, I don't know, something like that. And he's like, yeah, I kind of spoil her.
Y'all, and he spent $70,000 on her already. $70,000.
And I like it how he's trying to buy something for her. And he's telling the woman there, he's like, yeah, she likes this. She's like, yeah, she's from Russia and she loves this. And the woman goes, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, lucky. Oh. Lucky bride.
Lucky her.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, She a does Russian say, bride and an American husband. Huh. Never heard of that.
Good luck with that. At the yep.
Good luck with that.
And it says, I have some secrets I need to tell her as well.
Yes, 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 yes.
So the next thing, you guys, is he is meeting his sister and niece. And I wrote down again, they're both gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So he is kind of the schlub in the family. They probably all kind of look after him. Mm-hmm. He's probably the youngest.
Yeah, we have.
And
it seems like he's probably, maybe he was smart. Maybe he was kind of smart and brainy, but just didn't. He just felt kind of, there's something about him where he feels not cool. He feels not in the club to me.
And he's desperate to have a woman who is, mm-hmm. let's say, at a higher echelon than he is, or he thinks
Y'all,
he is.
He's like that movie that I've mentioned many a times, that award-winning Hunk? Movie, California Hunk. How did you know? We've been doing this show
I've never seen it. And you mention it all the time, and I've never seen it, and people know about it. It's also older than you, so it's weird that you know about it.
Yeah, it's from the 80s.
Yeah.
I was born in 79.
Seems like you're born in 55, but that's fine.
So anyway, y'all, in that movie, a not-so-cute guy sells his soul to the devil to get hot. And he basically did, because that's
that sounds
kind
like
of
a great idea.
That kind of sounds like, once we meet Anfisa, get ready. She ain't no saint.
So y'all, they basically tell him, his sister and his niece, they say, we heard you're getting married. And he's like, and the niece goes, gotta tell us, all her pics on Facebook look fake. And then I realized, they're at fucking Burbank Mall. Did you notice where they were? By the color of it? They're in fucking that mall in Burbank.
Because he lives like in LA proper.
Yeah, but that's where they were.
Wow.
They were in that mall where the Colony Theater used to be. And I know exactly where they are.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. 1987 was Hunk. I got excited. I thought you could watch it. It's available on Con TV. Never heard of that.
Yeah, no one knows what that is.
You can rent it on Amazon Prime. We'll have to watch it.
No, you can't rent it. We don't do anything rental. I don't make people pay for things.
I think just for us.
Oh, we will, maybe. Maybe
he'll,
not to watch.
He'll that. Never watch this movie without me.
I don't care. So, Lourdes, his sister, says, this girl is marrying you for your money, and yep. that's just it. And he even says, she says, he's had several girlfriends, and they all take advantage of him. And he even says, later on, he's at the airport. I guess he's flying out to see her the next day, but he's staying at the airport because it's closer
it's staying close. But he is saying the same, because I bet that he's probably, he's flying out to Russia. Obviously he's flying out of LAX. So he doesn't live that close to LAX. So he might
live far away. He might live all the way down Orange County or something.
Or something like
that. Yeah.
But y'all, he says to his sisters again, well, it just doesn't work that way. You don't know her, but I know her.
You don't know her, guy. You don't know her, George.
Y'all, again, if everyone around you is saying the same thing like a Greek chorus, listen to them, because there's a reason.
Stay away from her. Stay away from her. Just not for your money.
Guess what? Y'all, listen to the Greek choruses.
Listen to the Greek choruses.
They tell you how
to
do it.
They know shit.
They know shit, so you don't get fucked up and fuck your sister and die.
No, your mother.
Whatever.
You don't kill your father and marry your mother.
Yes.
Boy, someone needs to go back to high school and take lessons from Oinky.
Well, I wasn't trying to talk about Oedipus. I was just trying to talk about something.
So the next thing, you guys, he's sitting there and he's like, yeah, we've been fighting, Anfisa and I, in the hotel. And he tries to call her. And at that moment, he's like, huh.
Y'all, the phone. Okay, no, you got to pay. If you haven't watched it, it's really worth watching again.
My stomach fell out of my body.
Y'all, you can buy this like on YouTube or whatever and watch it at like at half speed. But he's on the phone talking to her. It's calling. And then suddenly the phone goes black. And you see that little Apple thing. And it's loading. And he looks at his phone and he goes, oh, she's erasing my phone. Y'all, she has his Apple ID password. And she erased his motherfucking phone.
I am stealing that move.
And by the way, when he went to call her, there was a princess emoji and it said, my princess.
Red flag. I'm telling y'all. That is one of the most fiercest finishing moves I've ever seen anyone ever do.
I still say, if you have an emoji for your partner's name, you might want to process that. Unless it's an eggplant, then that I respect.
But to reset someone's phone and erase someone's phone.
And then George says, she's a little bit controlling. Let me check my email and get into my phone. She changed his email password, y'all. She changed his fucking email password.
It's next level shit.
I mean, he is the embodiment of, if you look up wet blanket in the dictionary, he's just sitting there soaking wet.
She's cuckolded him, even though there's no other guy.
Oh my God.
That's all I've got. Y'all, this is going to be miserable. I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Let's move on to Matt and Ala. Williamstown, Kentucky, y'all. That's where Matt lives with his twin brother. I think I said this in the watch along. This is what scared me. I mean, Matt is a nice looking guy. His brother's a fine looking guy too. I'm terrified if I had a twin brother that my twin would get like really into physical fitness and get buff. And then I'm the out of shape twin.
Yeah, that would happen. 100%. Sorry.
Then it just, everybody calls me Chub Twin.
The fat one.
Yeah. That literally was, I have thought, when they're young would say, oh, I want a twin. My first thought was never, never.
I would just absorb them in the womb. Yeah, they would never have a chance of being born.
Never.
I wouldn't let someone look like me. Are you kidding me? No, thank you.
Oh, God.
No, I'd take care of that.
Y'all, Matt's been married 3 times before.
We need to talk. This is Matt and Ala. And I have to say, this has, we don't know what happens. Well, I actually do, because we've covered them on self-quarantine. This is the best chance of working out, obviously, the entire season so far.
This is like a
throwback from old 90 Day Couples.
This is like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, remember Brett and Daya? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or remember, who was it? This is like a Russ and Pow kind of
relationship.
Well, until
they got crazy.
Yeah.
Who was on 90 Day Fiancé season 1?
Who cares? So y'all, Matt and Ala, Matt runs a car dealership. He is, he's a nice person. Mike and Aziza.
That's her name. Mike and Aziza.
We thought they were going to go nowhere.
And Lewis and Aya.
Y'all, Matt has been thrice married. Thrice married.
Yes. His first wife cheated on him and so did his third.
And I think I know why. And I'm not saying anything about him. He's just got a bad picker.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he's choosing people based on he's such a romantic that he only chooses them based on kind of like his inner feeling and the story he could create with them.
I think you're gleaning that from
gleaning.
That's what I said. Gary?
Gleaming is something that shines. Gleaning is like when you glean things from something.
Yeah, that's what I said, gleaning.
You put an M.
No, I don't.
You thought it was gleaming, didn't you?
No, not at all.
I feel like you should write a thank you note to me for all the expressions like, believe you me, that I taught you.
You know what? I actually, if I think about it, I know it's gleaning. I just wasn't thinking before I spoke.
God, boy, that is my life. You saying I'm not thinking before I'm speaking.
I'm emotion. That's all I am. So now,
yeah, you're more than emotion.
Before we get into this, we should say, or before I would talk, but so again, Matt, like Poodle said, Matt said local women weren't interested in him because he had too much shit. Too much baggage, in his words. So
why not go to Eastern Europe where they really need you?
So that's where he met Olive, who lives in Kiev, Ukraine.
On an app.
On an app. He said he spent a week with her, and by the end, he said, I really wanted to be with her. And
her son, Max.
Her adorable son.
This is new territory, you guys.
Is it? I guess it is,
This is new territory for a fiancé who's not American to have children.
This is true.
This is brand new
territory. Gonna have a kid with her.
And he basically says, I'm not only getting this, but I have a son. I'm getting her son.
Max.
And they met and they went and cruised around the Mediterranean and he proposed. They're doing the K-1 visa.
Yeah, I should say that differently. I said they spent a week together and then he wanted to be with her and got a K-1. Yes, they met, he spent a week with her, and then they've traveled several times. Like,
yes.
They didn't say how long, but it seems like they've been dating for a while.
I can actually, this is, I don't want to say that I can always point this out with people. You can tell by looking in Ala's eyes, she's a good person.
I have came and pick you up at 2 a.m. when your car is been stolen.
No,
and so I'm going to disagree with your picker on that.
I know none of them are good people, but I can tell this is a good person.
Okay.
No, I'm the worst at judging for myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
No, I only look at their face and see dick. It's difficult.
They're talking. They're like, yeah. And then once
I've
I went on this trip,
I've gone accustomed to the dick in your face.
Yes, exactly. They're saying I went on this really great spiritual trip in Grand Canyon, and Poodle's just hearing dick.
Unfortunately, it is the truth. Doesn't matter. Be they straight, homosexual, or somewhere in between.
Be they straight, bi, or gay, he will always find a way. That Poodle, the slut we all love.
I will find a way, god damn it.
They will find it. So, oof. Okay, so.
I don't quit
he's
easy.
He's a little worried about this because she's from, Kiev's a big city. And he's worried about, he's excited to have kids on his own, but he's like, I live in like rural, you know, Kentucky.
Rural.
And he's like, you know, but they have a little chat and she's like, all my life's packed in 4 bags.
Did you have a moment where you said, fuck, imagine putting your life into 4 bags, not just like your clothes,
your life, like your pictures.
Take a moment and think about that.
The fact that what people do to not just move here, when you move to another country, it's just, it was like a punch in the gut.
I had to pause it and I just had like a reflection for a moment just to think about what would I put in those 4 bags? What would I choose to put in there? What would I leave behind? Y'all think about that.
Peanut butter. You already said that in an episode earlier.
Peanut butter.
There's no good peanut butter.
There's no good peanut butter in all of Europe. If you are, I will say this, if you have your European friends, y'all, and they visit America, let them take back as much peanut butter as possible because we are the peanut butter capital of the world. That's what the newest Caribbean Love woman said, and she is correct.
She's correct.
Every time I went home from Austria and my parents would still mail me peanut butter because I could literally give that away for gifts because people would go, American peanut butter. Oh my God, I would never get anything like this.
Wow.
They would literally lose their minds over American peanut butter. I don't know why they can't make it anywhere else.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
It's just not good. And also, if you buy Jif peanut butter in the stores, like if you get it in a Tesco or something like that, it is literally like $12. It's absurd.
Well,
anyway, where it used to be when I was banging.
Wow, we need to move on.
I was just trying to say, what would your life have in it if in four bags? Would you put mementos? Would you put clothes? Would you put antiques? And I was just thinking, what would my life be? What would my life in four bags be?
Well, I mean, it's not as far off in that. I mean, but you know, I didn't. When you moved out to California, you had a moving truck. Like, you brought a lot of shit.
I did.
But when I moved out to LA, I fitted in my Mazda 626, and if it did not fit in that car, I did not take it.
That
was
that car is almost exclusively owned by women.
What? It's the car my dad got me because he heard his Chevy Cavalier didn't have good side impact.
Yeah. So what did you have? You didn't have anything.
No, I had...
Didn't have furniture, you didn't have...
I bought a bed the day I got here for $300.
Did you not have books or...
I had a few, but I basically had all my clothes in my trunk. I had a lamp that was my Grandma Hazel's that I liked that broke when I was moving out. So I threw that away. I had a television. I mean, really, that's kind of, I think I had a shelf that I liked, but that was it. Everything else I bought.
Oh my God. I had so many things.
Yeah.
I've been able to get rid of a lot of them, but.
So even when you moved, when you moved from college to wherever your first place you lived, well, I guess.
Oh yeah. I had tons of shit. I had like, well, I guess you're different because
you went to. You went to undergrad and then you went straight to master's. So like you never had that because I was done with college. I had moved out on my own.
Yeah, no. I kept everything because I thought I would need it. And also that was part of who I was. And I wasn't interested in getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Now I probably would, but just the idea of her saying my life. Because, you know, she's what? She's 30, y'all. And her whole life up to now with a child, with a fucking child, is in four bags.
Yeah.
That's something. No, something. So it just struck me. And I was just thinking about we discount any type of immigration experience these days. And we think it's just but people still have to leave everything they are familiar with. So remember that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Remember that.
I don't think Matt's family is really thinking about that, y'all. Because
no, because they're assholes.
Not his brother.
Not his brother.
They're at an auto body shop, right?
Just used car dealership. Here's the deal.
It's not that they're assholes. Well, this one guy, Patrick's kind of an asshole, but here's the deal.
We're going to talk about Patrick.
Here's the deal with, I think what Poodle talked about Matt's picker is, I think we're getting the tip of the iceberg of what Matt has been through with all these marriages.
Yes, I totally agree. And he's got a lot of issues.
I think he's got a lot of issues. I think Matt's probably been taken for a ride. He's probably given a lot of money and lost money in divorces.
Because
his friend Patrick says, he's like, don't you think you made like one of the craziest decisions of your life? And Patrick says, every time he gets divorced, we're all here to pick up the pieces and put back, because he falls apart, completely falls apart.
I also need to say that Patrick has possibly the worst case of hat hair I've ever seen on television.
It's bad. Yeah, that's true. It's bad.
Like, production made him take off his hat,
hey, Patrick,
and
you're
he
take
did
off that
not
hat.
Want to do it.
It's my favorite hat. It's my favorite hat.
No,
why, you
take
want me to
off
take
your
it off?
Hat. We can't see your eyes.
Okay, but, you know, it's...
And then he took off the hat, and production went... I guess we're just going to do this with him looking like the worst hat hair ever.
It was bad. It was bad.
It was like, it was appalling.
It was bad.
So anyway, they are there. I don't know the guy who is talking, but he's got a leather jacket on and what I called a
Mike.
Regis collection tie on.
Yeah. Mike.
Is that your final answer?
Your final answer. R.I.P. Regis. I loved Regis.
I was never a fan. But
why?
Anyway,
he was kind of a shady kind person, of, like,
but
you.
He really promoted. I don't really, but I really don't want to talk about this. He was okay. Really a big Trump fan at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That was not what Poodle. Okay. We don't talk about politics on the show, but Poodle just said.
Well,
it.
You asked me why.
No, you should have answered that. You should have answered. Okay, there you go. Well,
there you go.
He's dead now, so there you go. He's not voting for anybody.
So all of a sudden, the guy with the Regis tie is like, let's toast, blah, blah, blah. Let's, for Matt and Allah. And Patrick's like, I'm not going to toast this.
I'm not toasting
this shit. This is fucking stupid. And at that point, Matt goes to his twin brother and starts crying, and his brother hugs him, and then they go drink some more beers in a motherfucking warehouse, and it was very sad.
It was, I think, you watch this, and you just, like, I felt lonely. I felt lonely watching it. And yeah, I think Matt is
really extremely lonely.
I hope he's a nice guy. I hope I hope Sissy Mary doesn't tell us at the end of this that he's like an asshole or some shit like that.
Did it shock you to the core, like it did me, that in three marriages, he had no children?
I think that's probably why a lot of women don't want to marry him, because they're
thinking,
you should have children by now. What's wrong with you? Which is very unfair, but people do that.
I agree, but
it's even worse
man,
for women. If a woman that age didn't have kids, people are like, what's wrong?
If a man who is 43 has had three marriages.
And maybe he does, but.
Maybe he does,
but
they're not on
the
show.
But I don't think so, because he says, I enjoy kids. And I don't think he does, because he said, I enjoy kids and I want to have kids of my own.
Yeah, I mean, were the marriages just not long enough, or
I don't
were
know.
Kids not in the plan?
I don't know.
Three
know.
Marriages, man.
You
where
know who,
are
you
where,
know who will know? Sissy Mary.
Sissy
she
Mary
always,
will know.
She always finds out.
Y'all, that's the show.
That
this
is
was
the show, hoes.
This kind. This really broke me open. And usually it takes a really big dick to do that.
Yeah. That's true. If you're listening on the free feed and you're like, hey, I want to know what their $5 tier is about on their Patreon and Supercast. Well, now you just heard it. Do you feel better now?
No.
No. That's okay. But if you want to hear us talk about the rest of the season, you need to subscribe to Reality Gaze Extra. For your and
or
and
you page, can, or Gatreon
or Gatreon. Well, I said Reality Gaze Extra, so Gatreon
oh,
or
all
Supercast.
Of it.
Yes, so that encompasses.
Sorry, I was looking at Grindr.
Yeah, I know you were, y'all.
We're not doing video, so I can look at my phone.
You can look at his phone, y'all. Yeah, because he's been traveling, he's been too busy, and I know now he wants to get fucked tonight.
And also, your internet is shit, so I'm doing my best.
You know, Sparklight Cable is doing its best. Okay.
Those two gerbils who are running all of it.
They're out there in fucking Atoka, spinning their ass off, trying
Pico
to get internet.
Pico and Nico are doing their best
exactly.
They can.
Anyway, y'all, I couldn't be happier to be doing this with Poodle. We're so excited about this new season. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be really fun, really exciting. We're finding out the secret that all you cool kids out there that have been listening finally know. So you can go to realitygatespodcast.com for all of our other stuff. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. If you're in the Patreon, be sure to vote on the Bi-Curious. It's neck and neck.
It is neck and fucking neck, which is so freaking cheap and my unorthodox life.
Yes. Also, y'all, be sure to leave. If you listen to this, you enjoy the show. It really helps us if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, especially a 5-star review. We greatly appreciate it. Poodle, what do people write on the review if they don't know what to write?
My dick is 10 inches.
What? That's your Grindr. Stop reading your
sorry.
Grindr.
Oh, sorry. Keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens, everybody. Read that. And then
sorry, I didn't mean to give that away.
Yeah, you can get us on Cameo, Twitter. You know the deal, y'all. You find us, and we'll be there. So,
oh, shit, I think I have to do a Cameo tonight.
Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you can teach me how to erase someone's phone... that I'm dating just for spite. Call us.